This is Alive with Joseph.
I'm trusting that the Lord will do great things for us. Hallelujah. One of the ways that we make spiritual things effective in our lives is when we engage them with understanding. That is, when there is no understanding when it comes to spiritual things, you will not be able to reap the benefits it comes with. When the Apostle Paul prayed for the church, one of the things you notice he prayed for the church about in the book of Ephesians was that he prayed that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we may know. That is to say, that the church may come into the reality of what Jesus has done for her. That is, the Apostle Paul said that God has given us all things that pertains to life and godliness, and our access to what has been given. The Apostle Paul and the Apostle Peter now tells us that the access to them is through the knowledge, through understanding, through the epignosis of this reality. So you and I must understand that everything that God has done for us is available, but we are only able to reap the benefits by understanding. By understanding, we are able to reap the benefits of what God has done for us. That is why when you come into the house of God like this, we go out of our way to make sure that you have an understanding of what has been done so that you can be able to enjoy the benefits of what redemption has given to you. Now, I've understood that the fundamental reason why we give God thanks and praise is simply because God is the doer of all things. That is the fundamental reason why I believe we give God praise. We believe that God is the doer of all things. That is to say, you and I are just recipients of what God has done and what God is doing. The Bible actually tells us in Luke chapter 1 verse 45, "And blessed is she that believes, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." That is, when you believe, the one who performs will perform. The one who performs will perform. That is, performance is from God Almighty. So this morning, we're looking at what I titled the sacrifice of thanksgiving. The sacrifice of thanksgiving. Understand that performance is outside of human jurisdiction. Performance is outside of human's jurisdiction. Our job is to believe, and God's job is to perform. Our job is to believe, and as we believe, the one who performs will perform. The one who performs when you and I believe. So we give God thanks. We gave him praise because he is the doer of all things. He is the performer. He is the doer of all things in our lives. God is the doer of everything in our life. And often, the reason why you don't see, people give God thanks is because they have become so used to a successful life that now they become arrogant, or they are now arrogantly assuming that the success happening in their lives is because of their well-put-together plans. They become arrogant. They arrogantly assume that the good things happening in their life is because of their hard work, is because of their ethics, is because of their principles and all of those things. In as much as those things are good, but those things are not really what makes what happens in your life happen in your life. Because if it is by hard work, there are those who are more hardworking than you and they are not where you are today. There are those who have better principles and more ethical than you and yet they are not where you are today. So God is the doer of all things. God is the doer of all things. Some people have also arrogantly assumed, they think that what is happening in their life is happening spontaneously. Hear me, friends. Nothing happens spontaneously in our life. Nothing happens spontaneously in our life. Actually, the writer of the book of Hebrews tells us in verse 3 of Hebrews chapter 1, I'll read the A part. It says, "The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representative of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word." Sustaining all things by his powerful word. So the reason why you and I are alive right now is because God is sustaining all things by his powerful word. He is sustaining everything by his powerful word. The reason you are able to go do all that you are able to do is simply because God is sustaining all things by his powerful word. Listen, friends, everything is still together in this world today because they are sustained by the powerful word of God. That is to say, if God is ever to alter his word, if God is ever to alter his word, if God is ever to change just an alphabet in his word, just one alphabet is missing from God's word. Listen, the entire cosmos would disintegrate. The entire planet Earth will disintegrate. The entire world will disintegrate. Why? Because everything is being sustained by God's word. And if one thing, one alphabet, let's say A is missing from a sentence, the entire planet Earth will disintegrate. That is why he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is why his word will not return back to him void. It will accomplish and achieve the purpose it was sent out for. That is why heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will remain the same. Give this God your highest praise this morning. Please celebrate him this morning. So he sustains all things by his powerful word. And that is why the entire planet Earth has not disintegrated. Why? No one alphabet is missing in the word that God has given and spoken over the earth. And that is why you and I must be full of thanksgiving. Because, friends, everything happening in our life is the outworking of his goodness. Everything happening in your life is the outworking of his faithfulness and his power. Lift your voice and say, thank you, Jesus. Now, the Bible tells us that except the Lord builds, everyone laboring is laboring in vain, according to Psalm 127, verse 1. That is to say, even where you think your labor is what is building what you are building, listen, friends, what you are building is sustained because the God Almighty, the God of heaven, has gone ahead of you to lend you his hand to build what you are building. To build what you are building. If God didn't build, all your labor will be in vain. If God didn't build, all your labor will be in vain. So this morning, we're going to give him praise, recognizing that all our labor will have been useless without his assistance. Celebrate the Almighty God this morning. So we often get so obsessed with our input, we fail to recognize the input of God in our day-to-day living. And that is why many don't give God thanks. Many don't give God the praise that is due to him because they are so obsessed with their own inputs that they fail to recognize the input of God in their day-to-day living. The Apostle Paul speaking in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6, he said, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Paul was quick to recognize the input of God in their labor. He said, without the input of God, their planting and their watering will have been a futile exercise. Without the input of God, their watering, their planting, all of the things that they have done in the natural will not have yielded any results. So Paul was quick to recognize the input of God. He knew it wasn't their intelligence to plant and water at the right time that brought the increase. He knew it was God who had brought the increase in their life. Now, if you believe that God is the one increasing your life, lift your voice this morning and give him your highest praise this morning. Celebrate him this morning. Hallelujah. Jesus speaking to us in John chapter 15 verse 5, he said, without me, you can do nothing. That is to say, whatever you are doing is absolutely nothing without God. Whatever you are doing is absolutely nothing without God. So minus God plus everything you are doing is nothing. Minus God plus everything you are doing is nothing. Minus God plus your hard work is nothing. Minus God plus your ethical living is nothing. Minus God plus your principles plus your labor is nothing. Minus God plus your certificate is nothing. Minus God plus your human connection is nothing. Minus God plus your skill is nothing. So Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Without me. So minus God plus everything in what you are doing, it is going to be nothing, raised to power, nothing. Hallelujah. So this is it, friends. When you and I praise and give God thanks, we need to understand that our gratitude or our thanksgiving must go beyond the words we speak from our mouth. It must come from the depths of our soul. It must come from the depths of our soul, recognizing that everything that is happening in our lives is happening because of his goodness. We can be so used to the benevolence of the Almighty God to the point where we take it for granted. And that is why when God does anything in your life, listen, friends, be quick to thank him. Don't delay your thanksgiving. Be quick to return thanksgiving to God. When he does anything in your life, be quick to thank him. Don't postpone your thanksgiving. Don't suspend your thanksgiving. Be quick to be grateful to God in whatever he has done in your life. Hallelujah. Let's look at the book of Psalm 67. I read verse 5 to 7. It says, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. And shall bless us, God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. So our praise directly attracts the blessing of God. Our praise directly attracts the blessing of God. If you will not withhold your praise from the Almighty God, he himself will not withhold his blessings from pouring out on you. When the people praise him, the Bible said, then our God shall bless us. I declare over you, on the wings of your praise today, the blessing of the Lord is poured over you in the name of Jesus. The blessing of the Lord is bestowed upon you in the name of Jesus. Many are not receiving the blessing of God because they lack the attitude of gratitude. They lack the attitude of gratitude. Many are not receiving the blessing of God that is due to them because they are not praiseful. They are ungrateful. When you are ungrateful, you disqualify yourself from the blessings of God. When you are ungrateful, you remove yourself from the position from which you ought to receive the blessing of the Lord. And I pray for you this morning that you will not have an ingrate, you will not have an ungrateful attitude in the name of Jesus. I say you will not have an ungrateful attitude in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice with joy in your heart and thunder, thank you, Jesus. Give him praise this morning. Hallelujah. Now take note of this quickly. Take note of this. Number one, thanksgiving and praise establishes the presence of God. Thanksgiving and praise establishes the presence of God. The presence of God also guarantees the pleasures of life. Thanksgiving and praise establishes the presence of God, and the presence of God guarantees the pleasures of life. When you read Psalm 100 from verse 4 to 5, I read it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praises. Be thankful unto him, bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. When you enter his gate, enter with thanksgiving. When you enter his gate, enter with thanksgiving. When you come into his court, come with praises, because your praise connects you to his goodness. Your praise connects you to his goodness. For the Lord is good. But before you can come to that point, he said, be thankful unto him and bless his name. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. I said last week, one of the signs of the end time is ingratitude. Ingratitude is one of the signs of the end time. He said, many shall be unthankful. Many shall be unthankful. In these last days, many are unthankful. And here, the Bible tells us that what connects us to the goodness of God is our gratitude. He said, be thankful unto him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. For the Lord is good. I pray over you. You will enjoy the goodness of God in the name of Jesus. Your family will see the goodness of God in the name of Jesus. Thunder after me. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. If you want to experience the goodness of God, then enter his courts with your praises. Understand the presence of thanksgiving establishes the presence of God. The presence of God guarantees the pleasures of life. Psalm 16 verse 11. Psalm 16 11 tells us, thou will show me the path of life. In thy presence is the fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. In thy presence, praise connects you to the presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord guarantees the pleasures of life. The presence of the Lord guarantees the pleasures of life. The presence of the Lord takes away from you the pressures of life, and it delivers to you the pleasures of life. Hallelujah. And I prophesy over you, as you praise the Lord this morning, you will enjoy the pleasures of life in the name of Jesus. You will experience the pleasures of life in this month of August as we enter into it in the name of Jesus. And I pray for you, every pressure you may have experienced from January up until today, as you give God your praise, those pressures, they are deleted in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that this morning. Hallelujah. Number two, your praise places a demand on the earth and on life to release their increase into your life. Your praise places a demand on the earth and on life to release their increase into your life. What is packaged into the earth for you, what is packaged into life for you, is put under pressure by your praise. The book of Psalms tells us, then shall the earth, Psalm 67 we read, then shall the earth yield her increase. There is an increase in the earth for you. Then shall the earth yield her increase. That is to say, the earth is put under pressure by your praise, and it is compelled to release what is in it for you. The earth surrenders her increase to you by your praise. The things belonging to you that the earth is holding on to, through your praise, the earth is forced to release it. Your praise breaks the siege. Your praise breaks the hold of what is being held, what belongs to you that is being held back by the earth. Your praise breaks that hold. And maybe you're here, think some things are belonging to you that a system is holding. Your praise breaks that grip. Maybe you're here, there is something belonging to you that anyone is sitting on. Your praise breaks that grip. Maybe you've done all kinds of jobs and they are refusing to pay you. Your praise breaks that grip. You're due for promotion, they are refusing to promote you. They are bringing in company politics and all kinds of politics to manipulate your lifting. By your praise, whatever manipulation that is being cooked up to stop you from being lifted, they are broken. Why? Because the earth is forced to release her increase. I pray for you, whatever has your name on it, on the wings of your praise, it shall be delivered today in the name of Jesus. It shall be delivered today in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your crazy praise this morning. Hallelujah. Give him praise. He said, then shall the earth surrender her increase to you. Then shall the earth be forced to release what it is holding back from you. Release it into your life. And I declare, everything belonging to you that the earth is holding, by the time you are done with your praise today, those things will be waiting for you in the name of Jesus. It shall be given to you in the name of Jesus. Your praise puts the earth under pressure to release what it is holding back from you. Thanksgiving and praise make sure that increase is consistent in your life. It makes sure that increase is consistent in your life. Increase is consistent. You enjoy consistent and undeniable increase in your life through your thanksgiving and praise. That is, if you want God to be a co-laborer with you, then maintain an attitude of gratitude. You want God to be a co-laborer with you, then be thankful. Be thankful. Praise him all the time. Many are not used to, many are used to telling God their problems, but they are yet to thank God for what he has done. They are yet to thank God for what he has done. That is why I gave the instruction to bring what you know that God has done. Well, you might be too big, you feel, you're at that level. You don't write. It's in your heart. Praise God for you. But what you must understand is you thrive in spiritual atmosphere. You thrive by instruction. As stammering as Moses was, the instruction was given to him. Not eloquent Aaron. Not prophetic Miriam. God bypassed eloquent Aaron with his beautiful English. His Harvard English. God left him. God bypassed prophetic Miriam with her prophecy. Uri. I see 022288. God left all of them and went to stammering Moses. My English might not be as good as your own, but I've given you instruction. Write 5 things. Bring it on the altar. It's not open for dialogue. Give Jesus praise. Amen. You can still write it, sneak it to the service team member, say, please take, go and give. And they'll bring it. Because thanksgiving and praise makes sure that increase comes to you. And many are yet to give God thanks. Many are yet to give God thanks. Number three, thanksgiving and praise releases your potential. Do you know that your potential connects you to your possibilities? And it connects you when it connects you to prosperity, it also connects you to opportunities. When Joseph's potential to interpret dream was released, he got the opportunity to meet Pharaoh. He also had the possibility of becoming the prime minister of Egypt. He also became the resource controller and the commander of the economy of his time. Understand that your potential connects you with your provision. Your potential connects you with your possibility. Your potential connects you with opportunities. And praise releases your potential. There is something in you that needs to be released. And when it is released, resources flow freely into your life. There is something in you that must be released so that resources that has your name on it has to flow. There is one idea in you that must be released. There is someone that needs to see what you are doing. That is, they have the ability to lift you. On the wings of your praise, your potential is released. They are able to see what they couldn't see before now. And I pray for you, as your amen will thunder, whatever deposits of heaven is in your life, on the wings of your thanksgiving this morning, it shall be released in the name of Jesus. I say it shall be released in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise this morning. In the book of 2 Samuel chapter 6, it shows us how to praise down the blessing of God. Let's see that in the life of David. 2 Samuel chapter 6 from verse 12. We're going to read up to verse 23. 2 Samuel chapter 6 from verse 12 to 23. I read it says, now it was told King David, saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with gladness. And so it was when those bearing the ark of the Lord had gone six paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatted sheep. Do you understand what is happening now? He goes six paces, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He stops, he sacrifices an animal. He goes 1, 2, 3. Do you know what? Do you know what kind of journey is that? Even for 1 kilometer alone, do you know what that is? So he counts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He stops. He brings an offering, sacrifices. You can imagine the trail of blood of sacrifice, the trail of blood of sacrifice, the trail of blood of sacrifice. That was what David was doing. Then David would dance before the Lord with all his might. He will not just sacrifice, he will dance with all his might. David was wearing a linen ephod, which I'm not going to deal with the linen ephod issue. He was wearing it, you know, so he didn't just come in here. He came in his full regalia of who he was, a priest, a king, a prophet. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord, were shouting and with the sound of trumpet. Now, as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and wailing before the Lord, and she despised him in his heart. So they brought the ark of the Lord and set it in its place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had erected for it. Then David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. Verse 18 says, and when David had finished offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people, which I'll be doing at the end of our praise. He blessed the people in the name of the Lord. Then he distributed among all the people, among the whole multitude of Israel, both the women and men, to everyone a loaf of bread, a piece of meat, and a cake of raisin. So all the people departed, everyone to his house. Then David now returned back to his own household to bless them. At the end of today's service, when you get home, bless your household. Are you hearing me? Speak a blessing over your household. He blessed his household, and Michal, the son, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, how glorious was the king of Israel today, uncovering himself today in the eyes of the maids of his servant, as one of the base fellow shamelessly uncovers himself. I like David. You know, this clap back is something else. David said to Michal, ha! When? It was before the Lord who bypassed your papa, bypassed your brothers, your crazy brothers, and choose me. I was dancing before the God who bypassed your father. Hallelujah. Some I believe that David has a connection to West African roots. He said, your father. He bypassed, instead of your father and all his hands, to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore, I will play music before the Lord. And I'll be even more undignified than this. I will be humble in my own sight. But as for the maid servants of whom you have spoken, by them I'll be held in high honor. Then, therefore, Micah, the daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death. God shut up her womb for despising a praiser. Listen, friends, if someone's womb closed because she was mocking a praiser, that means your womb can open through your praise. It means the womb of your destiny can open through your praise. The womb of your family can open through your praise. Even in the natural, you're believing God for the fruit of the womb, your womb can open through your praise. God closed her womb because she despised a praiser. That means your womb, the womb of your career, the womb of your business, the womb of your destiny can open by your praise. I declare over you, on the wings of your praise, may the womb of your life open up in the name of Jesus. I say, may the womb of your life open up in the name of Jesus. May the womb of your life open up this morning in the name of Jesus. So how do you praise down the blessing? Number one, praise God with a heart of sacrifice and sacrificial giving. Every little step they took, David offered God burnt offerings and sacrifices. Your praises, accompanied with a heart of sacrifice, opens up whatever is closed. Hear this, friends. When your heart becomes a living sacrifice, giving to God sacrificially becomes a way of living. The reason why many can't give to God is because their heart is not a living sacrifice to God. Their heart is not a living sacrifice. So the reason why many find it difficult to give to God is because they have not yet given God their heart. And David, because he had given God his heart, he was giving to God not just a dance offering, he was also giving to God out of the substance and the abundance of what God has given to him. So praise God with sacrificial giving. Praise God with sacrificial. You need to have at least one point in your life that you can say, I have given sacrificially. I'm not talking about what you call with your mouth sacrificial giving. I'm talking about that it came out of your life. By the time it came out of your life, you felt it. You felt it that no, man, this that has come out of my life, I have been there. Our first car, the day I gave that car, listen, I won't tell you, you know, when I gave the Lord our cars, we're moving to the church to build the church of Jesus Christ. It was, you know, and I was singing lullaby. You know, my friend, I went to one corner to cry. Until your giving makes you cry. You have not started. I went to one corner. I went to, when they took the car, took the papers and everything, and the guys drove off. I told my wife, I'm coming. I went to one corner. Because that means foot wagon unto Jesus. We don't know when God will change our story. Because then we don't even qualify to buy any car. Sacrificial giving. And today we're giving Jesus praise for what he's doing in our lives, for his faithfulness. Give Jesus praise. Amen. Hallelujah. So David gave with a heart of sacrifice and sacrificial giving. Giving that when he left him, he was not just any kind of giving. Number two, dance with all your might in praise. Dance with all your might in praise. How do you praise down the blessing? Dance with all your might. The Bible tells us that David danced with all his might. Psalm 149:3 says, let them praise his name with the dance. Dance with all your might. Dance with all your might. You know, not when we are dancing, you're just looking at us, what are they even doing? No. Dance with all your might. Throw yourself around. Even if you can't dance, just move your body. You know, just do something. Hallelujah. Dance with all your might. Dance with all. When it comes to praising God, don't minimize your praises. Don't be gentle. Don't be gentle. If you are gentle, you will not settle. Don't be gentle. Don't be gentle. Give him all your praise. Look at David. He was a king. He was a priest. He was a prophet. He was jumping. He was screaming. He didn't mind who was looking at him. You know, that tells you the kind of dance that got his wife angry. I'm even disappointed at his wife, because your husband was going to go and offer sacrifice to God. You stayed at home. You stayed at home. Shouldn't you be part of those who are dancing? Dance before the Lord. Dance before the Lord. Number three, praise God with a shout of victory. Give God your highest shout this morning. Hallelujah. Pastor Aubrey, come. Praise God with a shout. dance. Don't praise God as one who is defeated. Praise God with a shout of victory. Praise God like, you know, praise God like you have the victory already. Praise God the way you will praise Him when manifestation happens. You're praising God with a shout of victory. You're not whispering, you're shouting. Scripture says, Psalm 47 verse 1. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout, everybody. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. Lift your voice and shout. Number four, you pray, we praise God with the instrument of music. The Bible says in Psalm, did you fix this? I think it's 1 Chronicles or 2 Chronicles, 16, 41 to 42. And with them, Haman and Jeduthun and the rest who were chosen, who were designated by name to give thanks to the Lord because His mercy endures forever. And with them, Haman and Jeduthun to sound aloud with trumpet and cymbals and the musical instruments of God. That is why we play musical instrument in the church, because it helps. It's part of praising God. Musical instrument. We invest in it because it's part of praising God. You see that thing there? Caleb, lift it. I did in the first service. You see that thing you're seeing there? You see that small keyboard? We bought it last week. We didn't even raise special offering. If not because in line of what I'm teaching, I needed to bring that up. You wouldn't know. No special offering was raised. Where is our money going to? That's your money. Your money is not... it's not on my body. Money is there. It's true. Because there are people who, when they see the pastor smiling, hey, he's eating our money. No, my friend, I'm not eating your money. Jesus is good to me. That's why I'm smiling. You see that? Raise it again, brother Caleb. You see that small thing? Even he's raising it like this. Behave yourself. Why you? He's raising it like this. Behave yourself. Hold it with two hands. Habba. You see how like he's just holding like this? My friend, that's 39,000 you're holding like a loaf of bread. That's 39,000. No special offering done, no nothing. You're giving, you're tithing. We needed to replace some of the keyboard. Hallelujah. Those are the things that God helps through your giving. We're able to buy them without no special offering. We didn't have to raise through your giving. Hallelujah. But why am I saying that? God wants us to praise Him with the musical instruments. He said, and the musical instruments of God. Musical and the musical instruments of God. Now the sons of Jeduthun were gatekeepers. And finally, number five, play before God in praise. David said, I will play before Him in praise. Play before God in praise. Play, dance before Him in praise. Don't withhold your gratitude. Dance before Him. Don't minimize your praise. Dance before Him. Celebrate His goodness. For the Lord is good and His mercy, they endure forever. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Let's rise on our feet as we praise the Lord.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.